This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Thursday's headlines, and we begin with the Middle East summit here in Washington. It officially kicked off on Wednesday as both Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas met separately with President Obama. On Thursday at the State Department, they met with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and engaged in direct discussions about some of the critical and thorny issues that have separated and blocked the path to peace now for many generations. In public comments made before the closed-door conversations took place today, Secretary of State Clinton saying that Middle East peace is clearly in America's best interest.
We believe, Prime Minister and President, that you can succeed. And we understand that this is in the national security interests of the United States that you do so. But we cannot and we will not impose a solution. Only you can make the decisions necessary to reach an agreement and secure a peaceful future for the Israeli and Palestinian people.
In addition to promising the U.S. would help facilitate but not impose solutions to critical issues between the Israelis and Palestinians, Secretary Clinton says she's very excited that the two sides are now back at the same table, saying delaying these sorts of talks is not going to make anything easier.
The core issues at the center of these negotiations, territory, security, Jerusalem, refugees, settlements, and others, will get no easier if we wait, nor will they resolve themselves.
Secretary Clinton says she's well aware that many in the United States and around the world think this is essentially a waste of time. She says those people are not helping the process.
To those who criticize this process, who stand on the sidelines and say no, I ask you to join us in this effort. As President Obama said yesterday, we hear often from those voices in the region who insist that this is a top priority and yet do very little to support the work that would actually bring about a Palestinian state.
For his part, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Israelis are ready to roll up their sleeves and get to work. But he says real, meaningful, lasting peace and a two-state solution will require important and difficult concessions by both sides.
A true peace, a lasting peace, would be achieved only with mutual and painful concessions from both sides.
Netanyahu says Israel's ready to do its part.
But the people of Israel, and I as their prime minister, are prepared to walk this road and to go a long way in a short time, to achieve a genuine peace that will bring our people security, prosperity, and good neighbors.
And Netanyahu says there are two critical issues that Israel must have resolved.
Just as you expect us to be ready to recognize a Palestinian state as the nation state of the Palestinian people, we expect you to be prepared to recognize Israel as the nation state of the Jewish people.
Legitimacy as well as security is the top priorities for the Israelis. As for Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, he's ready to get to work on the key final status issues.
We will work on all the final status issues, Jerusalem, the settlements, the borders, security, water, and also releasing the detainees in order to end the occupation that started in 1967, the occupation of the Palestinian territories, and in order to create the state of Palestine that lives side by side with the state of Israel.
If most of the Abbas priorities seem to be Israeli concessions, you're paying pretty close attention, and he wasn't done yet.
We call on the Israeli government to move forward with its commitment to end all settlement activities and completely lift the embargo over the Gaza Strip and end all form of incitement.
Not much detail coming out of the State Department following the conclusion of the talks on Thursday, other than to say that the two men kept talking face-to-face longer than they had scheduled to do so, and that they will now plan to try and get together once about every 2 weeks in the region in order to further the discussions. The next such meeting will be around mid-September, and right now it appears to be that the next meeting will take place at Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. So, was anything meaningful really accomplished over the past couple of days? Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations John Bolton told me on Thursday, not really.
When the State Department tries to spin success out of a negotiation that's not going well, they always point happily to the parties agreeing to meet again. And in fact, that's what came out of this meeting. There will be a meeting somewhere in the Middle East in mid-September.
And Bolton says this, among many other factors, shows that there's not much promise here.
So what that means is that here in Washington, the heads of state, as it were, from the Palestinian Authority in Israel met. They, I think, laid out their formal positions and agreed to meet again. I think for everybody involved, they wanted the photo opportunity to look good. I think there was no substantive progress, and I don't think there will be substantive progress because I think this effort is doomed to failure.
On the domestic front, initial fears of a nightmarish deja vu in the Gulf of Mexico today as another oil platform suffered an explosion, sending workers into the water. Thankfully, this time, none of them were killed. Only one of 13 were injured, all successfully rescued after a swift response by the U.S. Coast Guard. This platform is located west of the Deepwater Horizon rig that, of course, had an explosion on April 20th and led to one of the largest ecological disasters in American history. This rig was not actively pumping oil out from underneath the floor of the Gulf of Mexico, so the environmental damage is likely to be minimal, especially compared to the previous spill from the BP rig. However, according to Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, there already is a sheen on the surface of the Gulf near the site of that rig that as of midday was about a mile long. So we'll certainly be keeping you up to date on any developments regarding new information about the extent of the environmental damage related to this latest explosion in the Gulf of Mexico. And, of course, the political season rages on right now in September, just 2 months from today, from Election Day, one of the fiercest battles for the U.S. Senate taking place in the state of California. And in their debate on Wednesday night, Republican challenger Carly Fiorina and California Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer went toe-to-toe. The polls show it virtually a dead heat right now. And, of course, the biggest issue is the economy. The challenger, Fiorina, who is the former CEO of Hewlett-Packard, says that Barbara Boxer is nothing more than a knee-jerk liberal when it comes to fiscal issues.
She is for more taxes. She is for more spending. She is for more regulation. And she is also for big government and elite extreme environmental groups.
So how do you counter the big government charge? By claiming that Fiorina is a product of big business, which Boxer says is one of the biggest reasons for this economic crisis.
People are going to decide if they want to have me back or if they want to elect someone who made her name as a CEO in Hewlett-Packard, laying thousands and thousands of workers off.
On the interview front today, you can hear my full conversation with the former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, at worldnetdaily.com. Also there, you can catch my conversation with Colorado Congressman Doug Lamborn about the economic debate going on right now and why many small business owners in his district in Colorado say they are basically freezing where they are right now because they can't get enough certainty out of Washington to go forward with some of their plans for expansion. You'll also hear my conversation with John Gizzi of Human Events as we take a look at the Middle East peace talks, the president's speech on Iraq, and the final verdict on the Republican primary for the U.S. Senate in Alaska. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.